Letter to Arthur Seppus of the Julian Press, in answer to his letter, dated April 30th, 1973. Lone Pine, California, 93545. May 7th, 1973. Arthur Seppus of the Julian Press, Incorporated, 150 Fifth Avenue, New York, NY, 10011. Dear Mr. Seppus, we have received your letter and the two examples of the jacket for Pathways Through to Space, and we think they are delightfully designed and quite satisfactory. Paragraph. Concerning the other point, as to changing the title of The Philosophy of Consciousness Without an Object to simply the words Consciousness Without an Object, involves certain considerations that would lead to my feeling that this would be unsatisfactory. This particular volume was written with an eye to the philosophical community, for the dual purpose of bringing into that community a recognition of two features. First, that function in consciousness, which is variously called mystical unfoldment, realization, or enlightenment, is a source of knowledge and not merely an effect upon the feeling or character side of the individual. Many there are who acknowledge the latter value, who challenge the idea that this is indeed a source of knowledge. My particular thesis in the latter part, or that portion which would fall in the second volume, is very largely the development of the idea that indeed this is a source of knowledge. Secondly, I emphasize in The Philosophy of Consciousness Without an Object the point that the sources of our cognition are not only two, namely sense perception and conceptual cognition, as it is generally affirmed, but that there is at least a third organ of cognition, which I have called interoception. I wish particularly through the second part of, or the second volume of, The Philosophy of Consciousness Without an Object, to emphasize these two points, especially in the case of the philosophical community. The volume is therefore oriented to philosophy, and I think this is very important. Therefore, I would not feel happy to change the title from Philosophy of Consciousness Without an Object to simply Consciousness Without an Object. Looking forward to the time when you may be here in June, I remain very respectfully yours, Franklin F. Wolfe.